This is the Gen X Gamer Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back for another episode of the Gen X Gamer Podcast. I'm your host, Matty Ice, and this is your favorite podcast. So I've actually been away for a little while, and while I've actually been away, and what I've been doing is I've been trying to finish up some games that I've had on the back burner. The main problem is I'll start playing a game, and then something else will come out, and I want to play it, then there's something else will come out, and I want to play it, and I just keep getting sidetracked and not able to finish up a game. The time that I've been away, one of the games that I actually sat down and went through was the Resident Evil 4 remake by Capcom. And I never really played the original when it came out on the GameCube. I didn't own a GameCube. I had friends who had GameCubes, but I myself never really owned one. So I don't know if that... I'm sure it was probably released on other systems, but to me, just when I think of Resident Evil 4, I always think of the GameCube. Nonetheless, I never did play it back in the day when it originally came out, but I did actually go through the remake, and I thought it was a very well-made remake. I thought the PC port was fantastic and just all around a good time, and I highly recommend it if you haven't played it. But I'm sure by now, you know, it's 2023. I'm sure by now you've probably played Resident Evil 4. I was just that guy who didn't play it when it originally came out. Played all the other Resident Evils, but never did play that one. But I did now, and I thoroughly enjoyed the remake, and I thought it was great. After I finished up the remake of Resident Evil 4, I actually finished up the Dead Space remake. I bought Dead Space when it came out, and I played it for a little while, and I kind of fell out of that and then started playing something else, like I said. But I finally did finish up the Dead Space remake, and I actually played Dead Space back when it was originally released on the Xbox 360. And I love the Dead Space games, and I thought it was also a very well-made remake. And it was nice to go through it again, you know, with some modern day graphics and freshened up, and it was just an all around really good port. Now, between the two ports, between Dead Space and Resident Evil 4, I actually like the Resident Evil 4 remake a lot better than the Dead Space remake. All around, you know, both remakes are really good, and it seems like these days we're going through remakes and more than we are new IPs anymore. I think everybody's just trying to go back and kind of revive old games and you know, freshen them up, put a new coat of paint on them, and you know, re-release them. And of course, you know, we run out and buy them because that's what we do. Another remake that I finished up, and I can't remember if I talked about this or not. I probably did, but I also bought The Last of Us on PC, and I actually finished that. I did go through The Last of Us on, you know, and finish up the remake on PC. It was really tough to do because that game is just not well optimized for PC, and that seems to be the par for the course these days. A lot of these games are coming out now, and it really grinds my gears because, you know, they're charging $60-$70 for these games, and they're releasing them and they're not finished. They're rushing them out. I mean, and a lot of these games are getting delayed, and even still, you know, they release these games and they're not finished, and it really just bothers me because, you know, you have to purchase, if you want to play it, you have to purchase it. And I'm not the type of guy who has a lot of patience. I don't like waiting. So, you know, when a game comes out, you know, it's 50-50 chance it's going to run great or it's going to run like crap. And it seems like here lately, these games that they're pushing out are just, they're running like crap. They're not running all that great. And they're having to finish up the game through patches. And, you know, that's how The Last of Us was. They pushed the game out, and it was, I mean, when it first released, yeah, I couldn't hardly play it at all. Like, I was just getting constant crashes, and it was just, I mean, it was unreal, like, how much that game crashed. And now, another game that I'm actually playing through right now, I bought Jedi Survivor, and it's a little more well-optimized than what The Last of Us was, but I mean, I can just tell that the game's not finished. I mean, for one thing, it looks really, like, the graphics on that game looks really bad. I mean, I knew that going into the game that it wasn't going to be that great. It got a lot of bad reviews because they were talking about how poorly optimized the game was. I mean, and I don't know what happened because it seemed like there for a while, the games that were coming out on PC were, like, well optimized. And, like, when Days Gone came out for the PC, it was very well optimized. It was like a well-oiled machine, and it played butter smooth. No issues whatsoever. But now all these games are coming out, and they're not finished. And then you have to wait for patches to be rolled out to improve stability of the game, and it may or may not even improve the stability. I mean, you may not see a difference. And then they tell you, to update your graphics drivers and yada 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 and this, that, and the other. And I don't know, man, it doesn't really seem to help. And I'm just getting really, like, frustrated with these games coming out that aren't finished. I mean, if they're not ready to be pushed out or released, I'm not gonna say pushed out because then that sounds rushed, but like, if they know the games aren't done, then they need to, you know, hold off until the game is completely finished finished. I mean, yeah, I know I said I hate waiting, but I would much rather receive a game that's, you know, fully finished and fully optimized and runs butter smooth with no issues than pushing a game out because, you know, they have to meet a deadline somewhere, but the game isn't done. The game isn't finished and you have to play this shit port of a game, and it's just really gets under my skin and grinds my gears. And I feels like it's becoming normal these days. Like when a game comes out, I mean, you're thinking, is the game going to go, is it going to run great? Is it going to run like shit? You know, I mean, my thing is you know, when a game comes out, I usually go to the reviews and see how other people are, you know, or go to Steam and, you know, see what the reviews are on it, you know, and see how optimized it is. And I've been a dummy, you know, I bought a couple games where I seen the reviews were shit, like The Last of Us and Jedi Survivor. I mean, they both got like, you know, mixed reviews or, you know, mostly negative, but I bought it anyway because, you know, I wanted the game. And like I said, I don't like waiting. So I guess I'm just having to deal with the games running like shit and the ports being shit until, you know, the patches roll out. But I just feel like, you know, you're charging these people. They get their money up front. You know, it's not like, you know, these games are $60 and $70, but it's not like I'm giving them $30 and then I'm, you know, I'm giving them $10 a week until the game, you know, until I get the game paid off. No, I'm having to give them the money up front. You know, I'm having to give the, you know, I'm giving them a full $50, $60, $70, but meanwhile, I'm only getting like a quarter of a game or, you know, half of a game or, you know, three quarters of a game. I'm not going to say a quarter of a game, but I would say like half of a game or three quarters of a game, like, you know, not completely finished. But I mean, it's just not fair that I'm having to give you this money up front, but I'm receiving, you know, an unfinished game and I've got to wait for patches to roll out to finish these. Sorry to go off on a rant there. I'm supposed to be telling you guys, you know, what I've been playing, and I'm probably forgetting something. I know I did buy Final Fantasy VII Remake on PC. Now that game, I mean, it has its stuttering issues here and there, but apart from that, I mean, that it kind of got bad reviews, but I guess, you know, over time, of course, it's been out for a year now, I believe, but I guess it's gotten fixed. But, you know, I haven't seen any issue. I haven't really had any issues with it. But the Final Fantasy VII Remake is, you know, fantastic. And I hope 16, when it does finally come to PC, I really hope they take their time with it and, you know, iron out all the wrinkles and iron out everything and just make the port, you know, fantastic so that you don't have to sit here and finish up the ports and, you know, finish up the game in patches. I picked up The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Actually, my birthday was May 2nd, and that was what my oldest son, Caleb, he bought me that game for my birthday. My youngest son bought me Diablo 4, and I'm waiting on that. I took part in the two betas that got released. You know, I played the first beta that came out for Diablo 4, and I thought it was all right. I really liked it. I mean, it seems like a mixture of Diablo 2 and 3 to me, which is not bad. I really love Diablo 3. I mean, I praise that game as like one of my top 10 favorite games. But the Diablo 4 beta was awesome, and in this past weekend they actually had the server slam, which was, you know, another open weekend of playing the beta. So I believe that game is going to be released around June 6th. Huge Diablo fan, so I'm looking forward to that game. But I did play both the betas and took place in both of those, and I like the beta. I liked it so far. I mean, it's another game to worry about. You know, it's another game that you have to worry when it releases. Is it going to be a shit port, or is it going to play great? Is it going to play fantastic? I think this past weekend with the server slam, I think what they were doing was trying to see, you know, if the servers are going to hold up to the amount of people that's going to be playing on the game. But either way, I mean, looking forward to Diablo 4, and it's supposed to be coming out June 6th, I believe. Or at least that's what it says in the Battle.net app. That's when it's supposed to be releasing. So looking forward to that one. And once I finish up Jedi Survivor, then I can devote all my time into Tears of the Kingdom, because I like to finish up a game before I put all my time into another game and put all my focus into another game. It's really hard for me to go through two or three different games at one time, and I just like to finish up one before I devote all my time to another one. So I'm trying to finish up Jedi Survivor right now, and hopefully, you know, can get pretty. Tears of the Kingdom is going to be probably I would say at least 100 hours, give or take, before that game. That's probably going through and getting all the shrines and going, there's actually dungeons in Tears of the Kingdom now. So this one here, I can easily see myself pouring, you know, well over 100 hours, 150 hours into it. But I'd like to be, you know, pretty well deep into it before Diablo 4 comes out. Because once Diablo 4 comes out, I'm going to be, you know, I'll be trying to play Diablo and Tears of the Kingdom at the same time. There's just so many games coming out and like one right behind the other. And I don't have time to finish up one game before I'm trying to play another game. And it's really frustrating. And it's No, I mean, it's a good problem to have, because, I mean, there's a lot of good games coming out, but I would really like to be able to focus on, you know, and devote my time into finishing up this game, you know, and have that window before the next game releases that I really want to play. But just wanted to kind of sit down and let you guys know what I've been doing, and, you know, let you guys know that, yes, I still plan on doing this podcast. Now, I do actually do two other podcasts. One of the podcasts, I really need to get an episode out, because we, you know, we haven't put out an episode in a minute on that one. And that one is Rock's Not Dead with my brother-in-law, Jay Square. We talk about rock and heavy metal music. We put out a couple episodes, and we haven't put out one since, so I've kind of been slacking on that end. But me and my buddy Landon, we do a show called Horror Makes You Brave, and it seems like that's the podcast I've really been putting all my time into, or, you know, we kind of been putting out episodes after episodes on that one. So I'm trying to get back in the swing of things and trying to get this episode, or not this episode, but this podcast going again, and as well as Rock's Not Dead, and also Horror Makes You Brave. So I kind of got three podcasts that I'm juggling and trying to do, so just bear with me, guys. I mean, I do plan on, you know, still putting out episodes of the Gen X Gamer podcast, and my Landon, who I do Horror Makes You Brave with, actually suggested that he and I sit down and talk about Tears of the Kingdom, because we both are huge Zelda fans, and I told him that would be fantastic to do. So stay tuned, we may be getting Landon on the show here soon. So a lot of good stuff coming up here in the future. I do apologize for, you know, the hiatus in between episodes, but just know that I'm playing games, and I'm actually trying to have content to put out as well, and I'd like to have something solid to sit down and talk about, other than just sitting down and, you know, talking about a game that I'm playing for, you know, five or ten minutes or whatnot. I'd kind of like to sit down and you know, give like full in-depth reviews of games once I finish them up. I do need to do that with Resident Evil 4 and the Dead Space remake, because I did finish those games up, like I said. So I do need to sit down, especially with Resident Evil 4, because it was the first time I played that game. But anywho, that's my plans for the future, so just stay tuned. And I apologize for the hiatus and the long breaks in between episodes, but just know that I'm not giving up on the podcast, and I do still plan to keep rolling these shows out. So also check out the Twitter pages for Horror Makes You Brave, Rock's Not Dead, and the Gen X Gamer podcast. They all three have Twitter pages. Drop by, leave a like, leave a comment, you know, give your thoughts and opinions on the show, or leave topics that you would like for us to talk about. Just basically let us know you're there, and say hi. We'll respond back to you. So without further ado, I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Stay cool, keep on gaming.